About a dozen committee members choose each year's MacArthur Fellows. Their mission is to find creative thinkers from all sorts of disciplines and reward them with what are now nicknamed Genius Grants. Todd Martinez, like almost all other recipients, had no idea he was being considered.
When the director of the MacArthur Foundation called on Wednesday was when I found out. So I didn't have any clue about it before that.
It's a cliched question, but how do you feel? This has got to be quite an event.
Yeah, I was initially quite surprised and shocked, and now I feel really actually quite grateful to both the MacArthur Foundation and to the people who are still unknown to me, who nominated me and supported my nomination and thought that I was worthy of this.
Martinez's field of study is theoretical chemistry. The complex topic of his research runs the risk of glazing over the eyes of the uninitiated. Actually, it indirectly involves the eyes.
Well, primarily what we want to understand using just computers and mathematics, we are trying to understand how it is that molecules can convert light energy into other forms of energy, for example, mechanical motion. This is a process that is probably most familiar to the general public in vision, because that's how you actually see. There is a molecule, a chromophore molecule that absorbs light in your eye, which undergoes a conformational change. It changes shape and basically a form of mechanical motion, and that shape change is ultimately registered by your nerve as an electrical signal, or turned into an electrical signal.
So what would you hope the end product to be?
The end product is that we'll be able to expand our research into new directions, into particularly one of the things that I'm most interested in is going from this ability to simulate and describe reactions involving electronic excited states, that is, after molecules absorb light, in detail, accurately, and with fidelity, to actually starting to design molecules that will behave in different ways in response to light. In other words, just going beyond understanding how a molecule changes shape, let's say, in response to light, to actually building molecules that change shape in certain ways, or designing them. Actually, someone else would synthesize these. That would be the kind of thing we would think about. I mean, if you wanted to be very fanciful, you could think about molecules that would be that you could guide along with a laser beam and make them move from point A to point B by just dragging them along.
Winning a $500,000 prize for your ideas can leave you speechless, and the 37-year-old Martinez says he still has to figure out just how to spend all the money. There are no requirements for how it's to be spent, but he says most of it will be applied back into his work.
The first thing that I think that I'm going to do is, actually I don't know in detail, there are tax issues and so forth, but I think the first thing that I'll do is actually bring my research group to some exotic location as yet undetermined, where we'll have a combination vacation, extended group meeting for a short time. And then after that, the rest of it will be mostly put back into research. And so, like I said, the details of how that's going to be done are up in the air still.
Todd Martinez joins U of I geology professor Susan Kiefer, English professor Richard Powers, and microbiology professor Carl Woese as MacArthur Fellows. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.